Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Friday, 8th of March. Firstly, in Thailand, yesterday the Constitutional Court ordered the dissolution of the Thai Rakshachat Party for nominating Princess Ubolratna as its prime ministerial candidate. Nomination of Princess violated a law stating that political parties in Thailand avoid any act which is deemed hostile to monarchy and affect their political neutrality. The court also decided to ban the Thai Rakshachat Party's 14 executives from running in elections, setting up parties, or becoming executives of other parties for 10 years. According to an election commission official, it is likely that all 282 candidates for the Thai Rakshachat Party will be disbanded from the upcoming elections. Also in Thailand, a draft amendment which added 22 chapters on anti-circumvention to the Anti-Dumping and Anti-Countervailing Act of Thailand was vetted by the National Legislative Assembly. It is likely to get enforced by the end of this year. Circumvention is an activity which avoids the payment of anti-dumping or countervailing duties imposed on a particular product made in or exported from other countries. Under the new amendment, if a convention is found to be taking place, the investigation will be extended to the product being imported and would empower authorities to impose anti-circumvention duties. Vice Chairman of the Federation of Thai Industries said that the new measures can protect local steel producers and protect against the impact of the US-China trade row. In Indonesia, one person was killed and more than 22,000 families have been affected by flooding of the Citarum River in 10 districts of Bandung, West Java, Balinda, Dayan Kolot, and Bokong Songo districts were worst affected by the floods. West Java Search and Rescue Agency spokesperson said the road access to the affected districts have been cut off, affecting the relief operation to evacuate stranded people. Clients are advised to avoid traveling to West Java, and the authorities forecast heavy rainfall across Indonesia will continue until the rainy season ends in April. Also in Indonesia, three soldiers and one rebel was killed yesterday in a gun battle in Igi village in the Ndunga district of Central Papua province. Indonesian army suspects that the attack was by the National Liberation Army of West Papua. Army spokesperson said that the attack was conducted by a large group of 50 to 70 people. Military has taken control of the situation. More attacks by rebels in Papua region are expected before the presidential elections in April this year. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution while traveling in Papua province of Indonesia. Avoid areas with military and government offices which are potential targets for the rebels. In Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad have renewed cooperation to ensure the development of Mindanao Island following the ratification of the Bangsar Moro Autonomous Region of Muslim Mindanao. It replaces the autonomous region in Muslim Mindanao, which was a separate autonomous region covering mostly Muslim populated the southern island of Mindanao. Both leaders agreed to increase cooperation, fight terrorism, piracy, and transnational crimes and illegal drug trade under trilateral cooperation agreement. Along with Indonesia, all three nations have agreed to tackle growing security challenges in the area in all forms. Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad stressed on the need for peace in the southern China Sea, where the Philippines and eight other nations have overlapping claims on the islands in the region. Also in the Philippines, yesterday police arrested a town councillor of Manay municipality of Davao in the southern Mindanao province on charges of possessing firearms and illegal drugs. Police recovered several firearms and two sachets of suspected crystal meth valued at $200. Five drug suspects were killed yesterday in different operations after allegedly engaging the police officers in a shootout. The shootout occurred in different municipalities of Bulacan province on the central island of Luzon. Police recovered firearms, crystal meth, and paraphernalia of drugs from the suspects. Trafficking of illegal firearms and drugs is a major concern in the Philippines. The official death rate from the anti-narcotic operations 2016 is more than 5,000. Clients are advised to be aware of the frequent armed encounters between the police and criminals. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.